Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Today's Friday reflection is inspired by the words of Dennis Waitley. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Hello, everybody, and thank you for stopping in for this week's Friday Reflection. Today, we're going to talk about judgment. Judgment is based on fear, and it takes courage to ignore or control. Best-selling author and productivity consultant Dennis Waitley says, "It's not what you are that holds you back, it's what you think you're not." You know, we have all been warned not to judge others. But if there's no judgment, then why is there so much importance put on first impressions? We're going to look into the role that judgment plays in our everyday lives and how we can use it as a tool rather than a weapon. To analyze examples of judgment, we're going to use this week's guests. What is judgment? To judge something or someone is to come to a conclusion. It's also a term frequently used to instill fear over the entrance into the afterlife, if you're a believer in this, that there will be a judgment day in which people will have to account for their sins. When can judgment be found, though? People judge others in myriad circumstances. There's the more common scenarios such as religion, sexuality, race, gender, age, financial. But judgment is also cast on people for their belief systems, their attire, their decisions, their interests, their life choices, their mistakes. Now, I don't personally believe in the term mistake. To me, this is what you label something you've done when you don't like the outcome of it. But I think you're getting the picture here. The bottom line is that judgment stems from fear. Because people are afraid, they judge others and they judge themselves. And in order to become fully aware in your life, you need to let go of judgment altogether. I'd like to read a poem to you that is used by counselors and churches, consultants, rehabilitation centers, coaches, blogs, all sorts of people. And this poem is used to raise awareness of the power of fear and its connection to judgment. The title of the poem is "I Am Fear," and it's anonymous. I am fear. I am the menace that lurks in the path of life, never visible to the eye, but sharply felt in the heart. I am the father of despair, the brother of procrastination, the enemy of progress, the tool of tyranny. Born of ignorance and nursed on misguided thought, I have darkened more hopes, stifled more ambitions, shattered more ideals, and prevented more accomplishments than history could ever record. Like the changing chameleon, I assume many disguises. I masquerade as caution. I am sometimes known as doubt or worry. But whatever I'm called, I am still fear, the obstacle of achievement. I know no master but one. Its name is understanding. I have no power but what the human mind gives me, and I vanish completely when the light of understanding reveals the facts as they really are, for I am really nothing. You see, if you have the courage to acknowledge your fears, you will be taking the first step toward controlling them instead of them controlling you. And if you take the next step toward understanding, you will be able to move past them to empathy, perhaps even to love. That poem is pretty powerful and I hope you hit rewind and listen to it a couple more times. It's these ideas that you're going to see surfacing in the stories of this week's guests, as well as in one of my own. So let's go to Monday. On Monday, our guest was Christine Rosas. Christine's passion is to live outside of her comfort zone. For some, this comes easily. It's innate and it's necessary. There's no telling if this would have or if this could have been the case for Christine, as at an early age, doctors were too busy telling her what she should not do or could not do. With an early diagnosis of depression and bipolar, Christine learned quickly to be controlled by the judgments and the opinions of others. This made her comfortable living a guarded life, one that was well planned. However, due to the constant relocation of her husband's career, and with the help of a doctor whose opinion was that she could live a life of more freedoms, she did. To this day, Christine battles with the doubts caused by her childhood diagnosis. But with awareness and the continued use of the techniques she discusses in the show with us, she's able to push past the harm of these judgments, the harm that they've caused, and she can enjoy what she calls the life of her dreams. Tuesday's guest, Allison Melody. She has unconventional ideas on the healing power of food. Now, this is a controversial topic, and like all controversial topics, it's surrounded by judgment. Allison believes that food can heal illnesses, even fatal ones. I want to say here something important. It's not my job to agree or disagree with Allison's position on this. That's what judgment looks like. There is no good or bad, and there is no right or wrong. It just is. What I mean by this here is, regardless of the opinion of anyone, it just is that Allison supports the idea that food heals. It's my job to recognize that this is a true passion of hers. This can be heard in her episode with me. It can be heard in her podcast, in her blog, in the documentary she produced on the topic. And Allison does an excellent job of informing people using the content and experiences of others. Something that really stands out to me on this show about Allison is that despite her fierce beliefs here and the fact that some may judge her for her opinions, she remains completely non-judgmental in the decisions of others as she supports their personal choice. On Wednesday, we met Emmy Award-winning musical composer Mark Hafner. That's important to know about Mark because with success often comes expectations and judgment. Mark was really open about the judgment he felt when he was producing work that included branding for the news. Work that's premise was really fear. And clips of his work are included in the episode, which makes it a perfect breeding ground for people to pass judgment. Although it's hard to judge Mark too harshly for long when you hear the Disney theme song he created that exudes all that happiness. But Mark was also open when he discussed the lack of interest from past colleagues for his newest effort, podcasting. What's most telling here is how silence can be the most powerful form of judgment sometimes. As a coach, I would just like to note that the two energy blocks, assumption and interpretation, can be found in silence. We cannot assume the thoughts of another, and we cannot interpret their silence to mean anything. To battle past this, though, we must first acknowledge that this is what we're doing and keep forging ahead without the voices we think we hear. Jason True came on the show Thursday to teach listeners a lesson, and that he did. Wow, he had so much valuable information for everybody. But if you're someone in business, I don't suggest walking around without knowing just a fraction of what Jason knows. Where was the judgment here, though? Well, Jason is all about that first impression. He's all about making yourself part of someone's inner circle without doing anything but having a heartfelt conversation and showing authentic concern. In this case, we're able to use the judgment of others in our favor, because we can control them. So today is Friday, and that means it's my turn to share something about myself that relates to the week's topic. I consider myself to be just like you. I wake up in the morning when my alarm goes off, and immediately I start thinking about how much I need to accomplish in a day. Sometimes I feel defeated before I even get started, and I'm sure you know what I mean. I'm busy prioritizing work, my responsibilities, trying to get that diet and exercise going, chores around the house. And it's a difficult task for all of us, one I often feel I'm failing. This week, I've been giving myself an especially hard time about it. Something that I do that really helps me, though, is the fact that I have awareness. I'm aware that I'm judging myself. And I think that's the first step to changing this harmful habit. The first step to living in the present and making permanent change. Something that really helped me in this process this week was reaching out to our Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, the Facebook group. It helped initially because I knew group members would be able to read it and relate to what was going on with me, and I felt we could encourage each other to do this less. And that is exactly what happened, but then something else occurred. Group members started reaching out to me with thoughtful, really caring advice, and some people were mentioning challenges of their own and how they're judging themselves. And what is the best way to let things go? To get them out. It wasn't until after I wrote this that I read the words to the poem I just read to you, I Am Fear. And I feel as if what happened to me this week embodied that last stanza. It says, you see, if you have the courage to acknowledge your fears, you will be taking the first step toward controlling them instead of them controlling you. And if you take the next step toward understanding, you will be able to move past them to empathy, perhaps even to love. So what can we take away from today's talk about judgment? From Christine's story, don't let others tell you who you are. From Allison's, stay true to your own beliefs, regardless of the opinions of others. From Mark, be true to yourself. Only you can hold yourself accountable. Jason's, you cannot control whether others judge you, but you can control how they judge you. And from me, listeners, just be aware. Be aware of if you are judging yourself, and if so, consciously choose to live in the present and to make being kinder to yourself your new habit. Before I leave you today, I would just like to revisit the words of Dennis Waitley. It's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. If each of our featured guests, myself included, allowed what we think we are not to hold us back, look at what the world would be missing. Christina wouldn't have been able to share a story about getting outside of her comfort zone. Allison would not have been able to impact people's health, wellness, and awareness. Mark's creativity would be stifled. Jason's ability to connect people would have been lost, and I would not be here with you. So listeners, here is today's go-do. If you want to do something extremely powerful for yourself, start a judgment journal. In it, be honest about where you judge others and where you judge yourself. Be honest about how it is holding you back and the contribution it is keeping from the world. That's it for today. Remember, you really do motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.